Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver says the members of his Democratic conference are likely to endorse one proposal in Governor Cuomo's plan to cut the estate tax. It would raise the threshold from $1 million in assets and property to $5.25 million. Silver says the tax break would affect many who are considered middle class.
It impacts small businesses, family farms, and requires people to sell the business or sell, you know, even a residence today. People who moved in when they were both working and now they're retired and they leave, one of them dies, that they should have to sell the residence in order to pay a tax is something that we don't think is appropriate.
Silver says he expects the Assembly's One House budget resolution to include the provision, but the Speaker stopped short of backing the governor's proposal to lower the maximum taxation rate for estates from 16% to 10%.
We're still talking to the conference on that issue.
Progressive groups and labor unions have argued against lowering the top rate on the estate tax, saying it's a giveaway to the very wealthy. Ron Deutsch is with New Yorkers for Fiscal Fairness.
I don't see how we can possibly justify providing tax cuts to the richest people in our society. I think that if we want to make sure that family farms or small businesses are not getting caught up in the estate tax, what we should be doing is providing either an agricultural exemption similar to what they do at the federal level or a small business exemption to make sure that some of these small businesses don't get caught up in it.
Deutsch says it's an encouraging sign that the Assembly might leave the top taxation rate on estates at 16%. He says lowering it to 10% would represent a significant loss of revenue to the state, as much as $750 million a year.
We would lose too much revenue that could otherwise be going to help fund our schools or help feed hungry children.
Others argue that New York has to lower the estate tax because almost every other state has already done so. Betsy Lynam is with Citizens Budget Commission, a nonpartisan budget watchdog group. Lynam says New York's relatively high estate taxation rate harms its competitiveness, and lowering the rate could encourage some wealthy people to remain in the state.
If the landscape is flat and you stick out like a sore thumb, it's not going to help us retain people, that's for sure.
And she says many are avoiding the estate tax anyway by employing savvy legal strategies to get around it. The governor's estate tax cuts are likely to be supported in the state Senate, where Republicans who control the chamber in a power-sharing agreement have been longtime backers of the measure. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.